is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time for Enlightenment in the City with El Hosho Tara on the News for the Soul Network. El is a spiritual coach and intuitive reader with a unique flair. Strong yet soft, compassionate with a heart, she lives the consciousness of being feminine with strength. El tells it like it is. Welcome El Hosho Tara back to News for the Soul.
Hi, everybody. My name is El Hosham Tara, and I will be your host for this hour here on newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com. You can go to our website, get our call-in number, write in to ask questions, the whole nine yards. If I do not get to your questions on one show, I will, very generally speaking, to a very high degree, get them on to a future show. So thank you so much, everybody, for being here with us for this hour. So what should we talk about? Well, there's this interesting little thing called happiness. And happiness is really interesting because a lot of people want it. If you remember those old, some of those old ideas from the 60s, whether you heard about them after like I did or you were there, congratulations, sounded like a fun, awesome time. there was this idea of like, man, don't harsh my mellow. Which means, like, you know, it was kind of like people just were sort of like screwing up your mood. You know, you're like all uptight, man, just release and let go. And, you know, those sorts of things were, you know, sometimes used really beneficially and sometimes not used very beneficially, just like they are today. Oh, what a concept. So, you know, some of these struggles that we've been having, you know, people have been having them for, you know, generations, thousands of years, the whole nine yards. So when we're looking at things like happiness, a lot of people want them, but we have this interesting thing where a lot of people want it. They want happiness. But if you point them to a group where like, oh, you want to be around happy people, no problem. There's a super happy group over there. They're always so nice and they're so helpful. Everybody's wonderful, so vibration, so high vibration. And unless you're there enough where that's going to feel like a support to you, it's as a guy said, you can feel the balls going back up into your stomach. And why does that happen? Because a lot of these things are actually very intimidating unless people actually have them. And because our value system on this plane kind of correlates a lot with having good emotional health. And so this is part of the reason why we see some people, you know, who are kind of fudging what they're up to in self-development, right? And the people who are like, I'm super happy. And they're like, I don't think it looks like that. You know, or I'm very confident, ladies. You know, you're like, I don't think it looks like that. It's because they don't. Now, here's the thing about happiness, though, okay? Why do not more people go into happiness? Well, especially if they've had a very hard life. Certain things can actually be seen as weaknesses if you go low enough or people think they're fake. And because people are threatened by them, if they haven't had enough experience of them, they think that they're not real. People can actually go into very large attack mode over it. I grew up with that one, seeing that in my own backyard. I remember growing up with one person who honestly thought that people who were happy were faking it all the time. And it's not faking it, but you do get people who fake it because they understand there's a lot of peer pressure. I mean, especially nowadays, there is so much peer pressure to be happy. How dare you not be happy or happy in every single moment? And why does that happen? Well, it happens for a variety of reasons. Number one, people hear an idea and they think it's good, so they start pushing it, even if they don't understand how to use it, the meaning of it. And sometimes that can go a little bit awry, to put it politely. Sometimes that can end up very bashing. other reasons, people understand that, you know, if they're not happy, people tend to get drained by it. Some people understand that. And so they feel like they're supposed to push the happy, but they haven't been resolved enough in some past experiences or don't know how to use it to be happy. And so when that happens, people push it because they think that they have to, but sometimes there can be real snapback with that. So when people you know, are willing to look at the positive side, when people are more there, they're not really having to force themselves into being happy. I really want to be clear about that, because in some cases that actually, that forcing actually can come from a place more of codependency. You see this, ladies, I know you're going to know this one. You met some guy and he's being a right royal and, you know, he's pulling a bunch of stuff on you and you're like, and you know, you're supposed to be happy, even though all this stuff is happening to you. And, you know, guys have the same versions. Either, you know, they're dealing with that with some other guy, or, you know, a lot of guys will do that less to each other, but they'll do it to women. Or, you know, they'll have the same instances in a different flavor where there's this press for the positive. So some women, again, you know, you got masculine and feminine people on, you know, the healthy extreme end of the scale, and you got them on the not so healthy extreme end of the scale. And, you know, guys have their version of that too. It just may, you know, look a little bit different. You know, maybe they've got a very troublesome woman who pulls a lot of stuff, and then, you know, there's the expectation. All her friends are like, you should treat her like she's a goddess. Yeah. Oh my God, if you don't treat her like she's a goddess, we don't know. Like, we're all going to come raining down on you. Okay. Okay. And, you know, that sort of thing, like neither ends of those, you know, are really beneficial, because either, sorry, not either. When there's a sort of like bullying energy, and both of those scenarios are more like, you know, pushy, sometimes sabotaging, sometimes toxic, sometimes bullying, sometimes like just extremely abusive, depending on what's going on in the moment. Those things don't make it right, you know, to push somebody else into happiness over places where, you know, if you're being toxified, really, or abused, are you really going to be like, oh my God, I have love in my heart for you? Sometimes, yeah, actually, but not all the time, and for a lot of the time, not. And so why do I say sometimes, actually? Sometimes you can sometimes have more of a special relationship with some people where you get them a little bit more, and sometimes, you know, you still have affection for them, but you know what? That affection is going down in that moment. And, you know, sometimes people can be like that with other people, but you don't have that relationship with them, so you're able to maintain sort of the heart connection. And you can do this sometimes, even if somebody else is very toxic to everybody else around them, you're still going to be able to maintain that heart connection with them. You see this sometimes with parents towards their children, which is sometimes, you know, parents have the backs of children where, you know, everybody else knows to stay a good 90 yards away from that kid. And when I say kid, I don't mean an actual small child. I mean the child of that parent, which, you know, is now in their 30s, for example. Why can't Junior get a date? You know, for it says the six-year-old mom, for example, you know, he's a sweet boy, and all the women are like, that's not going to be a good idea for me. You know, those sorts of things are where, you know, sometimes people back up that thing with their kids because they think they're supposed to. Sometimes people back those sorts of things up in their kids because they think that's what family loyalty looks like, or loyalty period, or family period. And, you know, well, everybody needs love. It's, you know, for anybody else to come into that space or date somebody who's going to be enormously unhealthy for them, that's still not going to be a good idea. And trying to commandeer your energy or anybody else's energy as if it's somehow going to make that better really doesn't work, and it actually becomes more invasive. So when we're looking at, you know, happiness, you know, and actually having happiness, it's usually about when we're on path with things, we're actually able to feel happiness, things are going right, you know. And do they say you should be able to be happy even when things aren't going right? Is that true? Yes, absolutely. Does it mean it's going to happen in every single circumstance and every single point in time? No. Is it supposed to? Well, you know what? Sometimes things happen, and sometimes somebody you love a lot passed away. You know, and are you supposed to be like, yeah, wow, it's really great, woo-hoo, woo, they're gone, yay. I mean, you know, are you really going to feel that way about some of the people that you love? Yeah, probably not. Again, it depends on the circumstances. Are there people that you will have that feeling for? Yeah, not in the way that I described it, but there will be people, like, or, for example, a dog that's suffering. You know, sometimes if you've come and you've had to do a lot of caretaking for somebody for a long time, you've kind of accepted the death long before they die. And sometimes, you know, when they pass away, you're relieved for them, and you're also relieved for yourself as well. Now, especially here in North America, and I hope every other continent that's listening, you're doing better. But here in North America, man, people get screwed up on that one. You know, oh, you don't love the person. I don't love them because I'm happy that they've passed and they're out of pain and suffering. No, hey, you don't love that person. You don't love that person because, you know, I'm relieved that I can, you know, move on with my life. You should feel guilty about that. No, it's a natural part of the life experience. But sometimes people have a very hard time accepting death. It doesn't make it wrong to be okay when somebody passes. Sometimes you're going to have that. Maybe you and the cat never got along. And the cat's like, meow, boop. You know, and the cat's like, oh, thank goodness I'm gone. And you're like, oh, thank goodness the cat's gone. You know, and you can have that because something should have changed earlier but didn't. And you held on to the cat. Or maybe, you know, the cat kept coming back in the house because you kept feeding it. And maybe you and the cat both had different decisions to make this lifetime, but neither of you made it. And so when the cat's like, wow, you know, see ya, the cat's like, yes, you know, and sometimes the human is feeling like that too. Now, sometimes, and again, this is an unpopular thought with a lot of people, which is part of the reason why there's so many problems on this planet, because it doesn't change anything. In fact, sometimes the cat runs away and the dog runs away and the person's like, oh, they feel guilty. They don't want the cat or the dog, but they feel guilty like they're supposed to look for the cat or the dog. And sometimes, you know, people sort of say things like, the dog chose you, you can keep my dog, because they found it, the dog found a new family, and the dog's really happy. It's like, gross. And the new owner comes by, and they're like, ugh, darn. Hey, I'm supposed to act like I love you. Well, I will wag tail, wee, you know, or I'll come kind of like sit in your lap, but look, there's kids over there, mom, there's kids. You know, and if they're really happy with the new family, sometimes that is the best thing you can do for the dog or the cat, is to say, wow, you know, the cat and I didn't get along, the dog and I didn't get along. Oh, look, they found a new family where their dynamic or in the personality really works for them. You know, and people like to go into blame about that stuff, but it's not true. Sometimes, you know, the dog needs more energy and kids more than you're going to be able to give energy to the dog. Maybe the dog needs a quieter house and the kids are driving the dog nuts. You know, it works every single which way you can possibly imagine. And so when we're looking at happiness levels and how do we attain this, part of it is really letting go of these ideas in a healthy format of what it's supposed to look like when we have happiness. Now, there's happiness at a high end, and then there's happiness where people are actually miserable, but they think they're supposed to be happy with the way things are currently working. They're not, and they're going to say that they're happy anyways, and that's not really going to be a place that that's going to work. But there will be time periods where, you know, maybe you're a little bit, you know, maybe things are going a little bit wrong at work, but you're still happy because you have a natural base enough, or enough other things are working properly that, you know, you walk in, oh, look, people are kind of miserable at work today. Okay, cool. You know, I got my coffee. You know, man, I used to love lattes, you know, with the caramel drizzle on top. Oh, I used to love those things. You know, and if you got your, like, caramel whip, you know, or whatever it looks like for you, you know, you're in the morning, you're walking into work or walking, you know, sitting down for a meeting with a client that maybe isn't your most fondest client, whatever, you can still have these places where you're absolutely happy in spite of somebody else's mood. And we actually consider that to be stable and being happy. So it doesn't mean, when we're looking at happiness, it doesn't mean that you're always going to be happy or that somebody else is always going to be happy in detrimental circumstances, or that they should be happy, because that's not true. It just simply means that we have the capacity, and sometimes, yes, yeah, sometimes things are going to bug us, not because we're undisciplined, but because there's a signpost that something's wrong. But what happens is, especially here in North America, when people's ideas of what self-development is supposed to look like, I got a little bit of a Godfather voice in there, if you can tell. but, you know, when people have these, like, silly little ideas, you know, about how things should work, it's like, if it doesn't work, people go into punishment and pain on other people. How dare you? Well, the dog really likes, you know, I don't have the energy to keep up with the dog anymore. The dog really likes the family. You know, it's a blessing for everybody. If you're able to see it and understand it, you get that. If people don't, then it becomes like everything is miserable unless it looks exactly how they think it's supposed to be look, or how it's supposed to look according to what's going on in their mind and their own capacity to handle happiness levels, their own disappointments, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's this really, you know, easy thing once you get the hang of it, but it can be a little intimidating in the first place. And there's a lot of stuff that, you know, people kind of force on to make or not make you happy. And those aren't the ways. The ways that you actually get happy are to, you know, do the things that are healthy for you and make your heart sing. And I don't do the caramel with a lot because it's not healthy for me. my body doesn't do the best with caffeine anymore. But once in a while, I do it because once in a while, my body's like fine with it. And it's like, yeah, coffee. Because there's other health benefits for coffee as well. So sometimes I go for my caramel whip. Ooh. You know, and that makes me really happy. And these are the things that when we understand this, you know, and we build upon them in small and large ways, then we can truly actually have happiness in our heart. And that's what coaching is great for, is to help you do that, help to release some of the shackles that you feel like are holding you down for things that are perfectly normal, healthy, beneficial, positive, serving for you to do that can actually help you make tremendous strides in your life. And that is what coaching is for. So we have got open the lines today. So we have area code 443 and area code 212. So you can call in. Again, you can go to our website. That's newsforthesoul.com and find our phone number there. First one, 443, you're on the air with El Hoshi Amtara.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself? And what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm doing great. My name is Suzanne. I'm calling from Maryland.
Hi. And what can we do for you today?
I'm just wondering what you can tell me about what's coming up for me in the next few months, either the messages from masters, teachers, loved ones, or some guidance that you might have for me.
Okay. One moment here. Okay, so for you, this is going to be that time of great awakening. So for the next few months, there's going to be some challenges. I can already feel that in your energy. And so they're already coming out. It's already coming out energetically. And what's going to happen is you're going to have a very large opportunity. This is like really big shift time. So one of the constant messages I've been getting lately for a lot of people is it's time to do the self-growth work. This is for a lot of people, but with you, it's a really, really, really hardcore, extra special time to do the things you're supposed to be doing, to get the lessons in, making sure you're learning them, and then you've got like a portal opening, and that's going to be like your next great expansion. But you got to do the work to get there.
Okay.
Now, on the other
side
of this.
Any idea on timing?
Within the next
like
few months.
Year? Okay.
Oh, this, like, within the next few months, like, you're, you know how people kind of keep saying, there's no time left, you got to do it now, and they talk about that for their past. You're really on that time period right now. You are nose to the grindstone, everything that you're supposed to be doing, stop fudging with the stuff that you're not, just really go for that growth phase. And then, boom, we get you, like, into a whole new land. Like, literally, I see you walking. It's like walking through a gate, a doorway, and then all of a sudden on the other side, we see all the freedom. We see, like, the big grasslands. We see, you know, this whole new world that was not sort of, like, kind of what you were expecting before. Major expansion happening for you.
Thank you. Super excited.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It is awesome because I have to tell you, I don't see this one a whole lot for people, and these things really need to be honored. So thank you so much for, you know, calling into the show and letting people know that these time periods are possible, because it's people like you that help show people, you know, what's actually going to be possible in their life. So thank you for that one. Is there anything
thank
else
you
can do for you today?
No, unless you have any messages for me from loved ones.
From who?
Any loved ones? My dad, my grandmother.
Okay, one moment here. Okay, so for you, in terms of your relatives, it's actually about sending them love right now. It's about actually helping to send out that loving support, send out that energy so they can go on their paths. Grandma's very, you know, very concerned, very worried. Dad's kind of like having a hard time going and doing the things that he's supposed to do. You know, it's sort of like keeping the critical eye on things, you know, making sure things are happening, being a little bit stuck too much in what's happening with you, as opposed to understanding that he's going to take his next steps. And Dad also has like his next great awakening as part of the process right now. Grandma's not going to learn. So Grandma right now is just more about offering that love and support. And, you know, maybe she can kind of hang around and have happier days and just sort of enjoy that process. But Dad is in a similar sort of shifting to you where it's very important he goes on his way.
Okay. I'll send that to them then. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Suzanne, and let us know how it goes.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so just going to do a little bit here, just quick energy change. One moment here. Okay, area code 212. You're on the air with Elho Shotara.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is Mary calling from New York.
Mary from New York. And what can we do for you today, Mary?
Well, I would like to hear what you think is going to happen on the financial front in my life. And I'm going through a transitional period, and I'm just relying on myself for the time being as a new entrepreneur running an e-commerce business. And I'm also wondering what you see with respect to my investments and my options trading.
Okay, so the investments and the options trading, I'm unfortunately not going to touch that right now. Things energetically are just so all over the place, so up in the air. I'm not going to touch that one at all. I'm sorry. There's too much interference and that sort of thing. So I don't feel comfortable giving you anything like that at all. But in terms of like you doing it yourself and like your e-commerce business and stuff like that, there is something very much about you having faith right now. So what's going to happen is because sometimes if we don't have enough faith in ourselves, sometimes there will be little things that are kind of like faith-driven springboards. And for you, you have got a springboard that's going to be coming up within the next couple of weeks. And it's something that you're going to have to actually trust yourself on. And it'll be more tempting to sort of ignore it, not have the trust, not have the faith. And you'll kind of go over this little bump of opportunity, and then you'll go back down. So when we're, and by down, it doesn't mean like, it kind of means like going back down to ground level as opposed to like tanking. But if you take that opportunity, and it might feel a little bit strange because it's going to feel very light. Sometimes when things are that light, it feels like they kind of don't have our back. They kind of don't have the support because there's not the solidness to them. However, if you let yourself, if you let it lift you up, you actually have a chance to get up like one or two or three levels through this opportunity, but it's not going to feel like it's very solid. So again, you know, always, you know, you have to take responsibility where you need to be taking responsibility, but also looking, trust, and taking things into more, if you have to investigate things and taking a look, you know, more at things, but there are going to be, you're kind of being called to take on a greater risk in some area, which you kind of got to be a little bit careful with right now because you know how things are going right now. But you're also being called that you do have the opportunity to go up a few levels. So that is there, and it's not going to feel like a very solid spring form. So normally if I saw somebody else, you know, with that sort of opportunity, it would be kind of like, well, you know, does this feel good to you in person? And it's so late, either they'll say yes or they'll say no, or there's not enough to support it. With you, there's enough to support it, but it's going to feel a lot more delicate. It's kind of like trying to stand on pie crust. Doesn't really seem like a good idea, but it can actually take you to the next level for this example.
Actually, you made me think of this inventor I met at a retail trade show, and he said that he was really interested in working with me. So I wonder if you were actually referring to that opportunity where I would help a private label launch their store on Amazon.
Yes, that would be it.
That would be it?
That would be it. And again, because the lightness is there, I'm still, even though I just explained it to you and I saw it, I'm still a little bit leery myself because it's so light. So you do have to take precautions where needed and understand this is an opportunity. So when things play out in person, sometimes they go a little bit different. But that being said, it does seem like it's something that you should check into, understanding that you are going into it with, you know, whatever risks you're going into it with. But that is definitely something that would be worth checking out.
Okay, great. And do you think that I will be able to earn enough on my own, or do I need to look into finding a job?
You definitely can make enough on your own. You can absolutely do that. There is zero question of that. You've got a very strong capability. Like, you've got really, really solid capability. So you're one of the people that I would never worry about going off to be an entrepreneur for. Let's see here. One moment.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems more like that's a self-trust issue for you. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I wouldn't, reading how solid you are energetically, I would never think that you would have a self-trust issue in terms of your capability just because of the solidness that I see in your energy. But, it, you know, apparently it's there, and sometimes, you know, we don't understand our own strength. So it's, you're kind of like Popeye who thinks they're all of you.
Ah! That's hilarious.
Yeah, so that's the strength thing. So you really, I mean, you know, Popeye, I mean, we all know about Popeye. You got Popeye capabilities there. So, like, I would have, like, very little worries about you whatsoever. You're a very capable woman.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's just taking longer to navigate and to get this business off the ground.
Yeah, because you need to network a lot more. You need to have more contact with people. And, you know, if you're feeling a little bit uncomfortable with that because, you know, of your own places where you're having a hard time believing in yourself, you know, that is part of, like, the Popeye equation. You know, when I first started out on this stuff, I hated sales. I hated it because my impression was I saw, like, all those salesmen from, like, 1950s movies, and I was like, ooh, that's what sales is. Like, who wouldn't be turned off by that if you have an honest bone in your body at all? But good sales, a lot of this stuff is actually just simply helping to build in your skill set. It's, I call it, like, your puzzle. It's just one more piece of the puzzle where it forces you to learn how to define what you do. It teaches you how to define your results. It forces you into being able to have comfortable conversations with other people, and that's really a basis of sales. It forces your hand to connect, and all these wonderful things that are actually very beneficial to be a human, you know, very things that make this life really wonderful. If you have those capabilities, sales actually forces your hand at that. So there's very positive ways that you can really fill out your puzzle by learning how to make these connections.
Okay, yeah, going to have to step it up and reach out to more people, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that one's a big one for you. I can see that, totally get it, but it is one of the things that is holding you back.
Yeah, because ultimately at the end of the day, if you're going to be reselling wholesale products on the Internet, you need to have a lot of suppliers lined up, and I don't have that many.
And you have to have the ability to talk to them. And, I mean, you know, a lot of people are suffering for company right now. So, I mean, anybody you can talk to that you've got, you know, you've got a pretty good, decent chance of being able to make those connections. It's a perfect time for that right now, really. So many people are starving for attention. It's a great time to learn how to cut your teeth on it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, well, I will definitely cut my teeth in. I'll be doing that.
Okay, perfect. Well, good luck with that, and let us know how it goes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. We have two more. We've got area code 415 and 831. So area code 415, I'm just going to do an energy clearing here quickly. Okay, area code 415, you're on the air with El Hoshiam Tara.
Hi. I think I spoke to you several months ago when I was first, like, in starting this transition to move. I'm not 100% sure, though. The voice
okay.
sounds familiar. Yeah, I was just wondering what you're picking up about that now. I'm still, so there's been just like a lot of changes to prepare me for my new life. So I'm just wondering what you're picking up as far as the living situation.
Okay, and your name and where are you calling from?
Jessica, New Jersey.
Jessica, New Jersey. Okay, and what living situation are you wanting to check into?
So I currently live in an apartment in New Jersey, and I had a very interesting like week and a half because I've been preparing to move out into like the country, and I was living in boxes basically because I was doing like a lot of just packing up and setting intentions and sort of like maybe a little anxious to move, like to get out of here. And then
Right. Last
week I said, you know what, I'm just going to settle in here and just like I'm living in the moment in this town. And I started like my relationships with people in town started changing because I was like sort of irritated by a lot of people for a long time. And all of a sudden I was like, I'm having better relationships here. I'm sort of in a leadership position or stepping more into a leadership position here. And I said, okay, that's interesting. You know, I see how I'm able to, like, transform that with all the work that I've done on myself. And then Spirit gave me some ideas to, like, start writing this newspaper for people in town. It's like an online newspaper thing. And I said, you know, I don't know if I was excited about the idea, but I said, oh, no, if I go do this, and that means I'm going to be here for a few more months or however long. And I brought up like a lot of stuff for me and I cleared it. And I said, you know what? I wasn't planning on moving immediately because I'm not 100% sure where I'm going. And I decided to move forward with that. And then I was guided to clean up my apartment and like unpack things or like kind of just make it cleaner. And I cleaned up the whole apartment and I said, oh my God, it feels like, I don't know why, like I feel like I just moved in here. It's like new energy and stuff. And then I was like, okay, I guess I'm just kind of hanging out here for a bit. But then the other day, well, let's just to speed up the story a little bit, then the energy shifted it again. And I was like, okay, no, actually, I think I am going to be looking for a new place now. And I'm like sort of motivated to go to, you know, I think I feel drawn to Pennsylvania. So I think I'm going to start making some trips out there to like look around, but it's totally the unknown. So it was like kind of a wacky week and a half. I mean, very exciting stuff, but I guess Spirit really wanted me to clean up the apartment because I was living like a slob for a long time. I mean, I just wanted to move, you know?
Yeah. Great, and I totally understand that. So one of the things is Jane Phillips, if you have a pen handy, Jane Phillips is on alternate Mondays. I think she's 2 p.m. PST. I would really like you to talk to her and get an energy clearing. Within the last few months, you have picked up something that you shouldn't have energetically. And so what's happening is it makes sense that you're kind of this might explain why you're going sort of like they should be here and they should be here and things are really exciting. And I'm glad you've got a positive tilt on it. I'm so happy that you've taken it that way because from this end, when I'm trying to do a read, you have got this sort of like negative netting over your energy and it makes it very hard for me to do a reading. It's just like this really negative covering. And the fact that you are strong enough to be making any choices or positive choices within that at all, I think is absolutely beautiful, especially to the degree that you've been able to do it, because quite frankly, that would have taken out a lot of people. So an energetic clearing would be really handy. And then in terms of, you know, where you're going from there, I think it would make it a lot clearer. Oh, look at this. And things are already clearing. So I don't know if you're doing it now, but all of a sudden the netting's going away. So now we can actually take a look at things. So hold on here. Okay, so the netting is cleared, but you still have things that are making it. Unfortunately, I'm not able to do a reading for you at this time because they're blocking your energy too much and I'm getting too much interference. So that's something that I would really suggest getting done. Jane's really powerful. If this was you who's clearing the netting, then obviously you have that capability as well. I would make sure, if you are the one doing it, to do a very good, solid, thorough, like inside, outside, take the cork out, because it kind of looks like a giant cork in a wine bottle. Take that out, make sure that's out, clean everything out, and then look at what you're going to do for guidance from there, because everything, it's like, oh, we go here, then we're seeing this giant cork thing. Oh, we go here, we're seeing this giant cork thing. And that's unfortunately, because it's affecting things so much, that's all, I just keep getting the interference from that, as opposed to being able to, it's more like doing a reading on the entity than I'm able to do a reading on you, unfortunately.
Interesting. When did you say that she's on again? I've spoken to her before. I've actually had a couple. I had a couple sessions with her too, like private.
Yeah,
but when did you say she's on the radio?
I think it's 2 or 3 p.m. alternate Mondays, and that's PST.
Okay. Really? So I'm in. That's that's not great that I'm hearing that. Interestingly enough, the last, day and a half, I've been really kind of casually vacuuming my aura, which when we get off here, I'll focus on that, you know, pay more attention to taking care of that. I know that... Yeah, you know, I guess you could say it's a little funny. That's sort of the area that I'm in. You know, it's a lot of, I'm doing like activist work in this area, you know? So it's like,
I get it. Trust me.
Where are you located?
I'm on the west coast of Canada, but I went out to New York to go visit a friend, and she actually turned out to live in New Jersey. So, yeah, I spent a week in New Jersey. I get it.
That's unfortunate. I was curious to hear what you had to say, and now it's like because it was interesting because, like, my whole apartment sort of transformed and started feeling better. And then what happened was I got news, the super had told me, like, hey, they're installing smart meters on the property. And it's somewhat close to where my apartment is. And are you familiar with the dangers of smart meters, just like in general?
I'm not, but the straw in my can started shaking on the table, so I'm going to take your word for it.
Okay. Yeah, so they're not good. It's like a lot of radiation. And so I went like right into action because like I've been studying about this stuff, everything like sort of related for many years. And I went into action to say, hey, no, we're not going to consent to this. And I got like a lot of pushback from the people in my community, even though I'm like trying to help protect their health. And I was like meeting with, the building super and the management guy. And I was getting like a lot of people who like didn't want to be bothered and like, oh, you're making me read something I don't want to read. And like, oh, everybody's getting it installed. And why don't you just go along with it? And I was like, no, I live here and I don't want that. And people end up having like really bad health issues with that stuff installed.
Yeah.
So I went around and I was talking to a lot of like, I was talking over to the fire chief because these things easily spark on fire. And so I had a very busy day yesterday. And then I just like, it was like very thing, but like I'm kind of balancing new energy of like really being out there shining. And then versus like after I had that, I ended up getting like a lot of like fear come up and like paranoia and like, whatever, because, you know, how some people were reacting about it. And then I said, you know what? I just kind of like, I woke up this morning and I was like, you know what, whatever happens here, I'm at peace. These people, if they want to live like that or they don't see any issues or they want to stay ignorant, then that's fine. Then that means I'm going to move. And then there's just like, there's just sort of anxiety around, you know, you need wanting to step into your larger self of like, I can do this and I trust in the universe and like, you know, I'm magical and magical things happen and I can just go. Because I'm not going to live in that type of situation. So I'm just sort of like sitting and like processing things around that.
Yeah. And it does like, you know, so when we put all that story into it, basically what we get is, you know, from that perspective, it's like, okay, this is what's happening. That's where it's coming from. What does this look like now? If we were to get you to leave and move, it would be, okay, you're done with it. And it's almost like, so energetically, basically, I see you sort of like burying the energy of it, kind of like trying to bury something in a sandbox that you know is not good and just being clear and away from it. So you're definitely being called to go, but there's a lot of interference with that. You're getting all the energies and that's really affecting a lot of things. So, I mean, I think it's absolutely amazing that you've had as much direction as you have and that things have still felt better. Because from this end, you know, all I can see is all the different energies and the impact and stuff like that. So I think, you know, you know where you're supposed to be. I think you're on a very good path. Very, very definitely good at self, at, you know, listening to yourself and that thing. And I think once you get out of there, it's all going to hit you like, oh my gosh, this is what it was doing to me. And this is what it's going to look like on the other side. So signs are pointing to leaving and making sure that you leave as soon as possible.
I know the last couple words. I know that's the thing that brings up like it's, I've been dealing with that like anxiety around that. Yeah. Cause it's like all this, I know that I have been living in this type of environment for too long. And it kind of like all processed through me. Well, I mean, this has been a long journey. That's why I was living in boxes. I was like, I want to get out of here. And, yeah. But then I woke up this morning and I was like, you know what? I'm a gift to this area. Like I bring enlightenment here and information and education. And if these people don't appreciate it and I like these people are like giving me the runaround or they don't want growth. I don't want to be here. So I said, you know, I'm not doing, since this whole COVID thing was going on, I was going around like educating people and I was, you know what, I'm not using my energy for this anymore. It was really like I woke up and I was just like, I'm done with this. And now it's like I have to really energy towards, I don't know when this company is coming back to do the changes. I told Spirit, I said, there's no way I'm dealing with this. Because like so many times I was like, I'm leaving. And then I ended up having to settle myself down and like work through whatever was coming up for me. You know, because like that whole thing, wherever you go, there you are, you know. So I had to like sort through stuff. But then this last month, a lot of things shifted with me with like some personalities in town. And I said, look it, I'm able to shift it. But then it came close to home as far as like my living situation. And I was like, this is not happening. I said to Spirit, this is not happening. So help me, please. I've never done this before that I've just moved to a random state and a random place. And, you know, I was having these fears of like packing up my car and just driving. I was like, I don't want it to be rushed like that because I've had experiences like that before. It's very stressful.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah,
and
sort of
we do
like
have
through.
Good. And we do have somebody else who's coming up. So I want you to just do me something really a favor really quickly here because I do have to get to the next caller. But I see a lot of people in this that are in your position for different reasons where it's like I should be helping. And so what I actually want you to do is because this is a big thing that we're seeing in self-development right now and spirituality is, I'm supposed to be saving, I'm supposed to do this, but there's so much pushback. Sometimes it's actually the sign we're supposed to be doing something different. So I want you to really quickly here, give our listeners your top three lessons that come from learning that you're supposed to be somewhere else.
Well, actually, I want to, it's a lesson related to what you're just talking about, because I know that people, so do you identify yourself as an indigo warrior or just a light worker?
A lot of people identify me as an indigo warrior. How about that?
Okay. So the mission of indigos is different than light workers, and there's a lot of comments out there in the spiritual realm with light workers that, you know, leave people alone, let them be, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of times I do let them be, but when you're an indigo, you just have something inside of you that constantly pops up. So it's about, like, it's a balance of, like,
okay, good.
You're helping, and then you're going within and you're taking care of yourself and, like, ignoring them. But we always go back to, you know, if you know, you might not know what's really going on now, but if you know what's going on, you really have a duty to be assisting people. So that's one of the things that I learned, that it's a balance, but, you know, also
okay, so
you have to be appreciated. Yeah, you have to be appreciated.
Right. Okay, so we have balance and self-care, and then going back in, what's lesson number two?
You need to be valued and appreciated. Like, I'm done with doing the runaround for people who do not want to do any growth at all and looking into stuff. So that's number two for me.
And what's number three?
That you shouldn't be a martyr. You deserve to go live the life how you want to, which I thought I was going to. I just thought I was going to be here for a few more months, which I still, well, you know, that's what the weird thing was. It was like, I guess that's the other part of, like, I don't know. I'm still a little bit confused about that, because, like I said, they started grounded the energy, and it was like, fine, I'm going to ride it out here for a little bit more, and then it just switched again, and it was like, no, you're moving now. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I just ride the energy. It changes so often. Yeah.
It does. Definitely. Well, thank you so much. And let us know how it goes. Please call back. Always lovely to, you know, hear from people who've got the stories and are willing to articulate. So thank you so much. And we hope to talk to you soon. Thanks.
Yep,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
We have time for one last caller before the end of the show. So that's area code 831. 831, you're on the air with El Hoshi Amtara.
Well, hi, El and Tashara, and my name is Karen, and I'm calling from Central Coast of California.
Hi, Karen. How are you doing?
Hi. Well, I think I'm doing okay. It's been a long haul, and whatever that means, but I don't have the connection with myself that I've had in the past and that I would like to regain. And can you help me with this at all to see what is amiss?
Okay, sure. So number
Thank
one,
you.
I mean, first, right off the bat, I love your grace. I mean, I just love that. I love your energy. I love your voice. You know, I love what you put out there. It's so awesome. If we could put that in a magazine, I would actually put that flavor in a magazine. It's so cool. So let's see.
Thank you.
One moment here. Okay, so sometimes, you know, when people have that grace, and I see a lot of very lovely women who are, you know, very dignified and the whole nine yards, and sometimes, you know, that saying no part of it, especially when there's things that aren't as beneficial for you to be saying no to, there can be some sort of interference. And what I'm seeing things sort of like latching onto you. So I'm seeing what looks like a crocodile tail, you know, doesn't really look the greatest, and it's kind of like holding on to your energy. So when you say no to things, of course, they don't always go away. Sometimes when you're, you know, exuding even more grace, and of course, they don't go away. And when you have that ability to be able to sort of like download like who you are and what your capability is, you have an incredible amount of strength. In fact, if I didn't see the grace at all and I just saw like the energy after, I would just call you a warrior princess, like really hardcore, like has this very strong capability to put things in their place, to take things out, to, you know, not have to put up with things that aren't going to be the serving sort of Karen. And you've got this really strong, you know, capability, but it's sort of like here's Karen and here's very graceful Karen, but the strength kind of looks like it's a little bit suspect on the other side. And it's kind of a shame because you are one of the people that actually has the capability to use that kind of strength to a very beneficial degree without overusing it, without bashing people, you know, keeping it more in line, just simply having the understanding of where it is time to rise up and have that strength. You've got an incredibly, incredibly good balance with that. So it's nothing that you actually ever look like you need to be afraid of.
Okay.
And so, yeah. So it's, you know, it seems like that's something that when you're looking at listening to yourself, it looks like more that you're maybe concerned that that's going to not be as beneficial as it could be when it's actually very beneficial if you know how to use it right. And in fact, you know how to use it so right. Once you got that under control, you could actually give people classes on how to use their own internal power.
Interesting. Maybe I will look into that prospect because I've been praying for opportunities for a new direction for, you know, to be able to express my talents and to even identify them and express them. I've had a couple of careers and now I'm looking for another avenue of positive contribution.
Yeah, you would be great as a facilitator. You would be great on stage as a coach. You would be absolutely fantastic in that role. And you've got, when you embrace it, you have a solid enough energy. A lot of people kind of get nervous about going into facilitating because they get worried about who's going to call them out on stage. And you have a solid enough energy where you would be one of the people that would be able to hold the space on the stage without having to deal with all the hecklers. And quite frankly, from, you know, a public speaking position, that is gold. If you can figure out how to teach that to people, that is absolutely liquid gold to teach people how to hold the space in a room like that.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Elle. What a lovely reading you've given me, and I appreciate your insights and your skills for telling me that. Thank you for who you are.
Thank you.
It's very valuable.
I appreciate
thank
that.
You so much. Yes, thank you for sharing who you are too and for having those skills and putting them out there yourself. Thank you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate this very, very much. This is lovely. It gives me a portal to look through and see what I can develop from this.
Good. I'm glad. Well, keep in
yes.
touch, please, and let us know how it goes.
I will, Elle. Thank you very much. Okay. Blessings.
Okay. You too. Thank you, Karen. Bye-bye. Aw, we've got more people on the lines. I'm sorry, but we're at the top of the hour here. My name is Elle Hoshi Amtara. I'm back every single week, 3 p.m. PST. You can also go to my website. That's www.enlightenmentinthecity.com. Please go there, contact, book your session, come for the coaching. I really can't stress that enough. Come for the coaching. The coaching is absolutely beautiful, and the first one is free. Thank you so much, everybody. You can find me here every single week, 3 p.m. PST, New York and Chicago. That's your rush hour here on newsforthesoul.com. Thank you so much. I love you. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.